Under this thick-grown brake, we'll shroud ourselves. But through this glade and on, the deer will come. And in this covert will we make our stand, culling the principal of all the deer.
I'll stay above the hill, so both may shoot.
That cannot be. The noise of thy crossbow will scare the herd, and so my shoot is lost. Here stand we both, and aim we at the bear. And for the time shall not seem tedious, I'll tell thee what befell me on a day in this self place where now we mean to stand.
Hey, here comes a man. Let's stay till he did pass.
From Scotland am I stolen, even of pure love, to greet mine own land with my wishful sight. No, Harry, Harry, it is no land of thine. Thy place is filled. Thy scepter wrung from thee, thy balm washed off wherewith thou wast anointed. Bending knee will call thee Caesar now. No humble suitors press to speak for right. No, not a man comes for redress of thee. Well, how can I help them and not myself?
Aye, here's a deer who skins a keeper's fee. This is a quondam king. Let's seize upon him.
Let me embrace this, our adversity. A wise man say it is the wisest course.
Why linger we? Let us lay hands upon the bear a while. We'll hear a little more.
My queen and son are gone to France for aid. And, as I hear, the great commanding Warwick is thither gone to crave the French king's sister to wife for Edward. If this news be true, poor queen and son, your labor is but lost. For Warwick is a subtle orator, and Louis, a prince, soon won with moving words. By this account, then, Margaret may win him, which is a woman to be pitied much. Aye, but she's come to beg, Warwick to give. She on his left side, craving aid for Henry. He on his right, asking a wife for Edward. She weeps and says her Henry is deposed. He smiles and says his Edward is installed. But she, poor wretch, for grief can speak no more. As Warwick tells his title, smooth the wrong, infer of arguments of mighty strength, and in conclusion wins the king from her with promise of his sister and what else to strengthen and support King Edward's place. Aye, Margaret, thus twill be. And thou, poor soul, art then forsaken as thou wentst forlorn.
Say, what art thou that talkst of kings and queens?
More than I seem, and less than I was born to. A man at least, for less I should not be. And men may talk of kings, and why not I?
Aye, but thou talkst, as if thou wert a king.
So I am in mind, and that's enough.
But if thou be a king, where is thy crown?
My crown is in my heart, not on my head. Not decked with diamonds and Indian stones, nor to be seen. My crown is called content. A crown it is that seldom kings enjoy.
Well, if you be a king crowned with content, your crown content and you must be contented to go along with us. For as we think, you are the king, King Edward hath deposed, and we as subjects sworn in all allegiance would apprehend you as his enemy.
But did you never swear and break an oath?
No, nope, never such an oath, nor will not now.
Where did you dwell when I was king of England?
Here. In this country where we now remain.
I was anointed king at 9 months old. My father and my grandfather were kings, and you were sworn true subjects unto me. And tell me then, have you not broke your oaths?
No, we were subjects, but while you were king.
Why, am I dead? Do I not breathe a man? Oh, simple man, you know not what you swear. Look, as I blow this feather from my face, as the air blows it to me again, obeying with my wind when I do blow, and yielding to another when it blows, commanded always by the greater gust, such is the lightness of you common men. But do not break your oaths. Of that sin my mild entreaty shall not make you guilty. Go where you will, the king shall be commanded, and be you kings, command and I'll obey.
We are true subjects of the king, King Edward.
So would you be again to Henry, if he was seated as King Edward is.
Therefore we charge you in God's name and the king's, to go with us unto the officers.
In God's name lead, your king's name be obeyed, And what God will, that let your king perform. And what he will, I humbly yield unto.